Back here at home tonight, the race for 2016 and the firestorm growing for Hillary Clinton tonight. Mrs. Clinton now reversing course, turning over that home server after insisting she would not. ABC's Jonathan Carl tonight.
It's the email server Hillary Clinton kept here at her home in Chappaqua, New York. For months, she has flatly refused to turn it over.
I have met all of my responsibilities, and the server will remain private.
But now, a reversal. Clinton has agreed to turn that server over to the Justice Department, which is investigating whether classified information in her emails has been properly secured. ABC News has learned that at least two of Clinton's private emails included information now classified as top secret. Mrs. Clinton once denied sending any classified information whatsoever, but listen closely to what she says now.
That I am confident that I never sent nor received any information that was classified at the time it was sent and received.
The email controversy has been overshadowed lately by the Donald Trump show.
Ladies and gentlemen, President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
But now Trump is aiming his fire at Hillary Clinton.
Did she commit a crime? Yes. Will they prosecute it? Perhaps no.
And today, Jeb Bush knocked her for storing sensitive information in that Chappaqua server.
Thinking that her server would be safer than the State Department's firewalls? We need a president that recognizes that there are threats in the 21st century that are dramatically different than the threats of 30 years ago.
Now Mrs. Clinton's unlikely challenger is soaring. Over the last few days, Bernie Sanders has addressed huge crowds, 15,000 in Seattle, 27,000 in Los Angeles, and in Portland, 28,000.
And John Carl with us now live. And you mentioned Bernie Sanders there, John. I want to show everyone at home new numbers out tonight in the key state of New Hampshire. A new poll showing him leading Hillary Clinton 44-37%. This is the first time we've seen that in this race.
And that should be a real wake-up call to the Clinton team. While she is still leading in Iowa, it's getting closer there, too. The bottom line, David, is this has been a tough summer for Hillary Clinton. And while she remains the clear frontrunner, this is shaping up to be a much tougher race for her than anybody expected.
All right, John Carl live with us again tonight. John, thank you. We have major developments tonight in that international custody battle. Actress Kelly Rutherford in tears, a judge sending her.